Doom Scrollers assemble, because this week we're about to crack open a topic messier than a group chat at 2 a.m. You might think you know where this episode is headed, but trust us, there's a twist coming that not even your algorithm could see. Get ready for this unfiltered truths, unexpected revelations, and the kind of chaos that makes you question everything you thought about friendship, boundaries, and emotional labor. So keep your snacks close and your emotional boundaries closer. Things are about to get interesting, and you won't want to miss a second.
Apocalypse and Avocados.
Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. It's Peter here, and I just want to let everyone know that you are officially on notice. This friendship is closed for maintenance, and we are no longer accepting emotional labor as payment. So what I want to talk about today is how our friends decide that we are their free therapist. Carissa, what are your words on that?
I think it's accurate. A lot of people reach out to me when they're having issues or they want to vent about something. And I don't mind listening, but sometimes it's just overwhelming and stressful. But my favorite is when somebody will call you and before they even say, hi, how are you? How's your day? They just go on a fucking rant.
Yep.
Okay. And then they'll go ahead, rant, say whatever they got to say. I may give 2 cents if I'm allowed that, or they're just like, okay, I'm done now. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, like, where's the common courtesy? I might have a fucking hemorrhoid that's been bothering me. You just didn't ask. You don't have any fucking regard for the fact that I might have shit going on in my life, but it's okay if you get off on yours.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It just pisses me off because some people are inconsiderate.
Exactly. What about you, Sean?
I mean, I don't really have friends, but... Oh, just
you
kidding.
Have a friend.
If you can call it that. yeah, I feel like a lot of people these days, at least, are, and we've talked about this in other episodes, they're just like trying to project that their life is so great. So I feel a lot of times when people reach out to me, it's either to brag about something or to make it seem like they have something more interesting going on in their life than they do. I don't often feel that people reach out like to create memories or anything anymore. It's more of like a, like I said, bragging, or they have a problem and they want advice on it, but then they don't ever listen to your advice. They just go do whatever the fuck they want. So I don't know why they're asking for it.
I can't even say anything about that because I'm notorious for that. I'll take your advice, but I'm gonna go do what the fuck I want. But yes. That must be the Capricorn in me.
Yeah, and then you wind up bankrupt and in credit card debt, and it's not fun. I mean, some people's advice is okay to accept, but when it's unsolicited, like with your life, you're just sitting there and somebody comes into your house and says, oh, I don't like that fucking plant, you should get rid of it. How about you ask, I'll ask you your opinion when I actually value it.
Like, oh, shit.
Okay. Other than that, we're just going to have a glass of wine and we're going to chill here. Don't talk about my shit, okay? Get the fuck out of my face.
Or that one person that comes over to eat and everybody's like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. It's so good. And have the one person that's, it's all right.
Yeah, it's just okay. It doesn't taste like mine.
Who the fuck are you? You didn't have to fucking cook it.
Right. It's not supposed to taste like yours. It came from my kitchen, asshole. That's it. It's not even just that. Like, you have friends that do it. You have family members that do it. And everybody just needs to fucking chill. Have some, like, common decency. That's right. It. Emotional damage on everyone. That's it. Yeah, that's really fucking driving me nuts. But it's also, it's on social media, too. Stop posting what you think is your perfect life. I don't want to see your fucking child with the dome the size of fucking your house. Cover that shit up. And I really just, I don't want to see any more about your fucking kids. That's it.
Can we talk about the people that post like whenever something tragic happens?
Oh yes. My God.
Your friend is notorious for that. capitalizing like, off grief.
Oh my God. I've been in the ER since 12 o'clock yesterday morning. Please send prayers. And then you reach out and it's like, I stubbed my toe. Yeah. Fuck.
I got kidney stones. Maybe you shouldn't have drank all that fucking soda.
Right.
Like, it's your fault that you're in the ER, and I don't feel bad for you because it's what, the 12th time this week?
Exactly.
Stop using my fucking tax dollars so that you can go to the hospital for free. That's it. It's not free for me. It's not free for me. I don't even qualify for the free fucking programs.
We sound like assholes right now.
I don't care.
We're not mad. We're just emotionally unemployed.
Yes. Right.
I don't care at this point. You pay for all of these services and we can't even take advantage of them because you make too much. You make too much. You know what too much is in this state? It's $32,000. Anything over that is it's too much. You don't qualify for any of the housing assistance, any of the SNAP benefits, any of the subsidized health insurance. You do that, but it is going away this year. So it's like, what the fuck is the point? You work and work and work and hope that you don't need the services, but when you do, they're not available to you.
Yeah.
They're available miserable. To everyone else.
Yep.
You have 50 million fucking people that are taking Wegovy and you're funding it. I'm just saying.
Spiraling.
Yeah. We went to the pharmacy today just to pick up Sean's meds, his mental health meds, and one of them had a $32 copay and the other one had a $12 copay. And it's like, why? They're the same medicine in different dosages.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That's crazy.
And it's not even like it's a drastically higher dose. It's 20 milligrams and then 40 milligrams. So I don't understand why the price increased so drastically from one to the other.
Yeah, exactly. The same freaking medicine, just different dosages. And then you go and you see these people that go in and get free fucking medication that costs. Like, it's a type, what, D medication where it should be, like, $50, $60 as a copay. Mm-hmm. Why am I paying full fucking price?
Can I spiral about that for a second? Because I'm supposed to be on 60 milligrams of the medication. And my doctor told me, she's like, they have a 60 milligram tablet, but the insurance won't cover it.
Yeah.
None of the insurances mm-hmm. will cover it. It's a new tablet they have because so many people need this dosage. But the insurances won't cover it. So I have to give you these two. Whereas if I had just one, I'm sure the copay on one, if the insurance would cover it, would have been normal.
Like right. a $12 copay.
Yeah.
Like, we also pay for one of the highest plans that's offered through our state because specifically we want lower copays. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm concerned, if you're paying $1,300 plus for health insurance for two people, mind you, you shouldn't have to pay the fucking copay. That should cover it all in its own.
I agree, because that's a lot of money. That's yeah. a huge expense.
But you have medications, too, that you're on.
Being I do.
An asthmatic.
Yeah, and I have to pay copays, too. I'm on one medication. I used to be on, like, four or five, but now I'm down to one, and the one medication's $40 a month.
Yeah, that I understand is reasonable, $40 a month, but like his doesn't last that long.
You know what's annoying about it too? Like, I'm never going to get better. Like, I can't yeah. breathe. I can't breathe. I have to take this forever.
Yeah, and it's mandatory.
And God forbid I don't have the money to pay for it. I'm not going to get the medication.
No, you're like, all you did was see a donut. Like, shit. That's it.
Sometimes I get excited about donuts like that. I always keep my inhaler handy.
Just in case.
Just in case.
And then you have these people that have a million fucking kids and they have free health insurance. Like, it's paid by the taxpayers of the state and all of your kids are paid for. I understand you need help. It's expensive having children. It really is. But when you purposely have another child, so you don't have to get rid of your free health insurance, it's a little much.
It's excessive.
Right. I don't think that's fair. I also don't necessarily agree with the fact that people have children so that they get the tax benefits at the end of the year.
Oh, that's where I was going to go next. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm a fucking single person, okay? And because I don't pay rent, I live with my parents, I had to pay money to the federal government this year. But I worked and I paid my fucking taxes. I don't get food stamps. I don't get housing. I can't live alone because I can't fucking afford it. But I had to give the federal government another $500, even though I paid them all year.
Yeah. And then you've also, like, sorry, just to go off of that. The main reason I get so frustrated in this country is that we are taxpayers. We are American taxpayers. And the rest of the country feels, not the whole country, sorry. But a lot of the people in this country feel that they have the right to tell gays what they can and can't do and take away our rights. We pay just as much in taxes, if not more, than other people, and you're going to strip my rights away. How about you go and you take away the fucking rights of those people that are having 15 fucking kids, make them have a vasectomy, or which is reversible, by the way, and just leave us alone.
Yeah.
We go in, and I know this is not necessarily great. We live in the neighborhoods that are less desirable, and we end up fixing it up, and all of a sudden, H&M moves in, and everybody wants to live there. That's what happened in Harlem. We moved into Harlem and fixed it up, and got it's all nice, and now it's the trending neighborhood in Manhattan.
That's wild. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and then they price us out of the market, but you still want to take our fucking rights away.
It's ridiculous. We're all just people. We're all just trying to live. We're all just trying to do our part. So it's just shitty that just because we're gay, we get shit on.
Yeah. How about I stop paying my fucking taxes? You'll find me really quick.
Yeah, no shit. I'll be at your door knocking.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry, sir.
I didn't pay my $23 in fucking tax return, and now the IRS is at my door. Like, fuck that. Asshole fucking country. I'm just saying.
Seriously.
For a lot of you listeners, I know that we have some people in the UK, and I'm sure you feel the same pressures because you have a lot of the same issues that are going on. For the rest of the world that doesn't really know what's going on, you have a lot of you are lucky to have socialized medicine.
If you have it.
Yeah, if you have it, to be able to have accessible health care, health assistance with your kids, or when you go on maternity leave and you have an extended period of time. Most of the states in this country, and it does vary state to state, don't have that, don't have assistance. Daycare will fucking bankrupt you, so you have to ask 90 of your friends that watch your kids while you go to work so that you can continue to feed them. So that, I know, it's a little spiral, but it's very emotional. It's an emotional subject. For us that want to have children and knowing that we're going to have to pay essentially a fucking house to have one child, and you honestly, when we go to have a surrogate, I'm praying for twins. So you get two for the price of one.
I hope it happens. Usually with IVF, that's typically what you get. So hopefully.
But did you know also that with that, you have to pay an extra $8,000 if you get a twin?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. No.
Extra $8,000. And it could be more. It depends on what state you live in.
And then adoption is a fucking fortune too.
Yeah.
And it's sad because these kids just need a place to live. So at the end of the day, it shouldn't fucking matter who wants to adopt them. Clearly, it's a good person.
Right.
Because they're going out of the way and going through all this process and paying all this fucking money. Obviously, you're a good person. So I don't know what this whole process is of investigating and making sure the home is safe and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, I get it because they want to make sure you're going to take good care of the child. But at the end of the day, it's just a little excessive because you wouldn't be going through all of this if you didn't actually want the kid.
Right. But I don't think it's necessary that it takes 3 years. I understand going through psychological treatment and they want to evaluate you, make sure that you're not going to harm the child. Mm-hmm. That is completely necessary. I understand that. But if somebody's willing to shell out $56,000, if not more, to have a child to go through that process, why are you making it harder? By the time you want an infant and by the time that you actually go to adopt them, they're 3 years old. They miss that whole life and they've lived in the system that whole life. You're just fucking the kid. Sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, that was my spiral. How about you, Sean?
No, I don't know. I don't have anything on the topic to really.
He's like, you guys touched on all of it. He goes, I just sat here quietly while you guys are angrily yelling at each other. Well, we're not yelling at each other. We're just angry in general at the shit that we have to go through just being part of the LGBT community.
People are constantly offloading, and it's okay. We're friends. But you're offloading stuff, but you don't have the common decency to ask us what's going on in our life. What the stress is, like, you just, I hate when people, like you said, use social media to capitalize on their personal grief. Like, every fucking year on the anniversary of someone's death, feels it's like
multiple times throughout the year.
Whenever they need some sort of validation or attention, really, they do this. They write this massive fucking post about how they miss a certain person. And I see it and I'm like, dude, come on. I don't know how you feel about it. It drives me nuts.
I'm not going to comment on it. People will all have different ways of grieving, but I don't understand that particular way.
I think maybe some people do it for the right reasons. Maybe they're looking for somebody to reach out to and they don't necessarily have someone. Mm-hmm. So they put a post up, fine. But then there, you have people, I think, that do it just to attention seek, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I multiple times a year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So once a year, like on the actual anniversary, I understand. Go ahead, do it. It's a remembrance. It's a memorial. But multiple times a year?
Mm-hmm.
That's just asking for, like, attention. Sorry. It is.
One of the reasons I feel it's so attention-seeking is there's always the amount of time it's been in the post.
Oh, it changes?
Oh, no, they list, like, the number of days, minutes, seconds.
121,600 minutes.
It's 500.
Oh, see, I don't even know. Just saying, that's what I thought of, sorry.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it, but...
Sean's trying really hard to be...
Nice.
Yeah, about it. He's gritting his teeth and trying really hard. But obviously, there's something, not necessarily that bothers you. There's something about it that doesn't seem right.
I feel like it's performative.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of what that person does is performative.
But yeah, I do feel like you said a lot of it is performative. There obviously are those people that are doing it for the right reasons. So I retract that statement. But
oh, I have something I want to spiral on.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go for it.
Oh, you want me to go for it?
Yeah.
The people that post about... Oh, my boyfriend, my girlfriend did this and da 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 da, and I can't stand them. And what a fucking bitch. I'm going to kick her out. Oh. And then 3 hours later, it's, I love her so much. And it's a post of them like kissing or out somewhere at a date together. And it's like, what in the actual fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm. What else?
Why do people do that? Why?
Yeah, I've seen that too. I don't know. It's just like the same with other friends where someone breaks up with them and it's the end of the fucking world. But then all of a sudden, a few days later, they're out partying again with them, taking pictures, drinking.
Yeah, get it.
It's the same thing. People just want attention.
Yeah.
Well, what about when you have that friend who's like calling you and crying because they're... boyfriend or their girlfriend left them or they're fighting with them and they're just always so upset about it. And then next thing you know, everything's all hunky-dory, perfectly fine, out at the club, out at dinner, posting all over the internet together like nothing ever happened.
And then crazy.
And as soon as everything's fine, they're nowhere to be heard from again.
Yep.
Right.
Until something goes wrong and then suddenly they're calling you because they need your help with something.
This sounds like...
Sounds very familiar.
Yeah. Sounds like I might know this person too. But yeah, I have friends that don't vent at all and probably should, Martin. But I don't know. I'm there when he needs me and he's staying vice versa. We don't just unload our shit on the other person. We internalize, which is also not healthy.
Right.
But Yeah, I get where you guys are coming from. It's also, they just, I don't know. It's attention seeking. I really can't. I can't fucking deal with people.
It's like they're a human push notification or something.
Right. Yeah.
Just like only when they need something do they show up.
And one could argue that we're doing this for attention too, but it's really not. It's a form of therapy.
It is therapy because we're venting right now and we feel good about it.
Yeah. If you're watching, it's great, but
right.
We're really just talking.
Just like it's like I was saying in the beginning of everything, I don't mind if my friend wants to vent or tell me about like they had a bad day or fine, you know, I'm there to listen. Mm-hmm. But will you be there to listen to me?
Right.
Yeah.
And I have a few and they know who they are. They listen. But then I have those other few that it's like, oh my God, Carissa, you're not going to believe this. Not even, just say hello to me. We haven't talked in fucking 8 months. Oh, I got to tell you the tea. What fucking tea do you have to tell me? You haven't spoken to me in 8 months.
8 months.
I want to hear 8 months of tea, but first, please ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah.
They don't care. They just need to tell you everything that happened in their life for the last 8 months, and then they've got
to
go.
But it doesn't have to be like right away that they ask. Just be like, they can unload at first and then be like, oh, wait, sorry, I'm going on. How are you doing? Like, it doesn't have to be the first thing out the gate.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right. You're right.
Or like I was saying in the beginning of when we started this podcast, call me, say everything you got to say. Okay, bye, thanks. The fuck is that? Who does that? Well, you know who does that. That's besides the point.
Send me an email because the texts are just big enough to. Just email me. The notification comes through the same.
Could you imagine though, like instead of, because we tell people not to call us, right?
Yeah.
They just send you an email of everything that went wrong in their life.
I mean, they can put 8 months of in an email.
You get 28 years of tea in an email.
Yeah, it'll take me fucking 28 years to write back.
To read it, even.
Right.
No, you just use the AI. Summarize this for me. Write keynotes.
Please write a response.
I don't care. Make it sound like I don't care. I don't know. People are just, I feel like people think that their problems are bigger than everyone else's. That's a real issue.
I think for me, I struggle a lot because I work with the public.
Mm.
And working in a gym, if you've ever worked in a gym before, you see people come to the front desk. And it's not just to ask billing questions or can you show me how to use this machine? It's they tell you about their whole day. They'll unload all their shit on you. So then when you get out of work in my profession, it's like, okay, I just need to breathe.
I feel like it's the same with him, too, though. The clients just, they want to pretend, they want to tell you their whole story.
Yeah.
Right? So that you're on their side.
Always, always. Because it's always trying to, like, fix some kind of issue or some kind of negative news or publication about them. So they always want to explain their side of it. And half the time when they're explaining their side of it, I'm like, you're just making yourself sound even worse.
Yeah.
You're not helping your case at all here. But whatever. I don't have a choice. I still have to do this work for you. So.
Yeah, and you get the ones that just like go against your morals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one of those this week. I have to stop looking at what they've done. Oh my God.
It's just like throws you off the edge.
I'm like, I can't be helping this person.
But this person was throwing cinnamon buns at small kids in Africa. Now I'm just,
oh my gosh. That was just an
example. Like, I obviously know not every country in Africa is poor. I'm just, I was thinking.
I just pictured this kid getting hit in the head with a cinnamon bun.
Like, oh my God, feed you. You look, here you go, some sugar. That's what they need. And then they like arrested them.
Oh my God.
For throwing, assaulting kids with cinnamon bun.
That's a new one.
That would be awful. And I hate when people go to what they call underprivileged countries and feel like they have to build essentially a monument to themselves of how great they are for helping people, like a school or something.
Oh, when they post it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just help them because you want to help them, not to post it on the internet for clout, right, like we talked about before.
Right. You're just doing it for that Instagram post. And the fact that you have that money to build something like that means that you honestly just hoard it. You're rich. you are. You're rich. When you can go mm-hmm. and decide that I'm going to build a state-of-the-art school for somebody in a country where I deem not below me or has less standards than I do, and then you feel like you need to grandstand about it, it's just ridiculous. You have so much money that you could be doing so many good things in the world.
Right.
And not everybody has to see it. It's all about how it makes you feel, or that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't know. Maybe that's just my spiral. Sorry. Yeah, I think that you have those clients that are crazy.
Yeah, all the time.
I hear all him talk to them when he's in a meeting sometimes, and they just don't shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like, how am I supposed to help you if I can't tell you what I need to help you?
Right.
I actually had one client not a couple months ago, I would say, where they would not listen to me, and they kept asking me the same question. So I just yelled at them. I told them, I'm like, you need to listen to me. You've asked me the same question 3 different times in 3 different ways, and I've given you the same answer. It's not going to change, so stop asking it.
Oh, aggressive.
And then he told me that I was being unprofessional, and I said, I don't care.
I don't blame you.
Sometimes you have to put your foot down.
I said, I don't care. You're not listening, and I can't help you if you don't listen.
I've had people call me to ask me questions about how old you have to be to work out at the gym, because I work in a senior living facility. So you have to be 50 or older to work there or work out there or become a member of the gym, or you live there. But even those people are 50 or over. But anyway, people will call to see if there's exceptions to the rule. And I'll tell them 5 or 6 different ways, like, no, we have no exceptions. Do you have a boss that I could talk to? Yes, and she's going to tell you the exact same thing.
Yeah, one of my managers, when she gets an escalation, because obviously I'm the next person that you would escalate to, she's like, you really want to be dealing with me. Because if you get to him, he's probably just going to be like, no, and hang up. And so she's kind of like, I don't know, she's hysterical. I love her.
That's a good thing for you, right?
Yeah.
She just handles it right there. He's going to tell you, no. Bye, Felicia.
You have more of a chance of getting something from me than him. So
it's like, you really want me as a buffer. But yeah, I think that also, can we talk about the fact that when people go to another country and they visit and they are trying to show you the country, but it's not their country and it's their first time there, and to act like they're so cultured because they go overseas, and you little petty peasants don't know what to do over here. And then they can't pronounce any of the fucking words.
Or speak the language.
Right. Understand this when I say this. Going to travel overseas is a privilege, not afforded to everybody else. That is a luxury. Mm-hmm. So when you have that kind of money, you going out and filming and trying to show people you should eat here or do this, you have expendable income. We do not. You are literally rubbing it in that person, people's face, that you can afford to go over there and everybody else can't. I understand that you think you're being nice and being like, oh yeah, experience it with me. No, you're being a dick.
Right.
That's it. And it's also with all of these people that are moving overseas. I get it. Politically over here, the climate is just terrible. Terrible for a lot of people. People of color, queers, especially people that are not conservative, liberals, Democrats right now are under fire.
Basically anybody who's not rich.
Right. Or lives on a fucking 300-acre ranch. With right. A massive mansion in the middle. That's what's going on right now. And to know that there's a lot of people that are moving overseas, they're selling everything they have, including mm-hmm. their homes, to be able to make this trip. And then you have these people that are from here, and they go over there, and they're like, oh, yeah, we just bought our vacation home that we're going to go over there 6 months out of the year. And then I'm going to make an Airbnb out of it. and I'm going to rent it out to everybody else. Meanwhile, gentrifying the neighborhood and pricing out the local people.
Which is not okay.
No, you are killing people's culture. You're moving out all of the people that never knew anything beyond that neighborhood. That's where they grew up. That's where their friends are. That's where their family is. Their favorite restaurants or their favorite little, what do you call it, little bodegas out there that they go to on a regular basis. They have traditions and culture. You push them out of their home and their neighborhood and then expect them to treat you as if you did something for them.
Yeah, that's not okay. You're just taking. You're taking, taking, taking.
Right. And we're especially, in this country, we're especially bad at doing that when we go to other countries.
Mm-hmm. That's why they don't like us.
Right.
Americans are the devil. Literally.
But it's not just us. I'm also finding that a lot of people looking at a lot of videos and seeing a lot of TikToks and seeing a lot of the Reddit forums, they especially don't like people from the UK either. And they're really not liking people from Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They're saying that essentially we're all the same. We go in and we go in party, party, party and destroy all of their shit.
That's awful.
Yeah. So I can kind of understand why they don't want us there. No, actually, I can't kind of. I understand why they don't want us there. But I really get mad when those particular people that are trying to make revenue off other people, other cultures, like just going out and filming everything that you're doing, have no like regard for the fact that you've filmed all of these local people on your camera that probably didn't want to be in there.
Right.
And now you're eating at their restaurants and stuff and taking it up. And now you're drawing massive crowds to their favorite restaurants and they won't be able to get in there anymore because the tourists overrun it. Mm-hmm. The prices get up to the point they can't afford it. It's not like you're doing them a favor. They yeah. won't see any of their local clientele anymore because it'll be overrun by tourists.
Gotcha. You mean like travel bloggers, right?
Yeah. I understand some, though a lot of them are very respectful.
Yes.
And they do it. But the younger ones that do it are just like, oh my God, look at this. Look at this fucking beer. Look at how big it is. It's so good. Come here down to this place. Use my fucking discount code. You'll get 10% off.
Yeah.
Like, no, you just drew in a huge crowd for a place that was already doing exceptionally well with its local people. And you fucked the locals.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree with you.
You're supposed to support small businesses.
Yeah, I think that they think in a sense that they're doing that by, you know, recording, filming there, telling people to come here. But they're taking away from the people that actually live in the area. So I get right. what you're saying.
They are giving them business.
Right.
But at the expense of losing their culture.
Right. And that's not okay.
Anyway, sorry. Sean, you got anything?
Not on that topic, no.
No, I'm talking about any
anything
topic.
In general.
No, not really. Sorry.
You got nothing to spiral about.
No, we're just fucking ranting. I've had the weekend from hell, so I'm just going to put that out there. I'm tired. I've been dog sitting for 2 days, and we're podcasting and recording and filming, and all of this stuff is extremely overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I have a friend that said to me, "You're podcasting today?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "You were just dog sitting. You've been so fucking busy. When do you stop?" I said, "I don't."
None of us do.
No.
Sean
none of us
especially.
Do.
He's watched. So what happens is Sean watches the same video four times. Four times to update it, to make sure that our visuals look good, that we don't have blemishes on our skin, or that there's not anything distracting in the background, like a giant black dildo that I threw at my sister.
Where
earlier.
Is it?
I don't know. It's floating around somewhere. Yeah, he does a lot of work, and usually he's up till 2 or 3 in the morning to make these perfect.
Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. But yeah, that's just me being real about my whole weekend so far. And it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm so grateful I have Monday off, and I'm just going to probably sleep, which I never do.
But is there anything that you have seen, Sean, that's turned around for you in like the past few weeks? Anything that you're looking forward to?
No.
You're not looking forward to anything. Wow, you're negative now. Yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to? Pride.
Yes.
Which one are we going to first, by the way? We need to tell people because people have been asking.
We're supposed to go.
We already told them.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to Provincetown Pride.
Next week.
June 6th to the 8th.
Oh, June 6th to the 8th. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I had the wrong dates in my head. Okay, good to know.
And then we're supposed to do Providence? Providence Pride?
I don't know when it is.
I think it's the 15th of June. I don't want to go to Boston Pride because I love Boston. Don't want to go to Boston Pride. I feel like it's a lot of twinks that I just want to feed.
Isn't Boston Pride usually on a Sunday?
I think it's on a Saturday.
So I have to tell you, one of my friends...
No, it's New York Pride that's on a Sunday.
Yeah, the parade is on a Sunday.
One of my friends got... She ordered some Pride attire. And I was like, very you. I top masks was one of the shirts.
Oh, God.
I said, yeah, accurate.
Wow.
And the other, Make America Gay Again, which I love. And the other one just says dyke.
Appropriate.
Yeah. I said, you're definitely going to stand out.
I under that the Make America Gay Again is still MAGA.
What?
It's still MAGA. It's MAGA.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they should have changed the letter.
Don't order that shirt. Return that shit. I had no idea. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, no one. As long as it's not red, I guess.
It's not. It's bright yellow.
Oh, so non-binary.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, yellow is non-binary.
I didn't know that.
Like yellow, white, black, purple, or something like that.
No, I had no idea.
Is it a lesbian flag?
No, it's in not intersex. Non-binary and another one are really, really close to each other. They're only off by like one color.
I know that the gay flag has aqua in it.
It's like a series of blues and greens.
Oh. Isn't there like just their color? Like when they identify as non-binary, it's just yellow.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I
think she just liked the color, to be honest. Yeah. But
because remember Bimini Bamboulash in RuPaul in the UK is non-binary. They're like, oh, I'm going to wear the non-binary color, and it was yellow.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Hold on.
Sean's looking this up, just so everybody knows.
Pink, obviously, is the girl color, is what they say, pink and then blue, and I believe non-binary is yellow.
I don't know any of, the rainbow. That's about all I got.
There's no purple in the rainbow. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
Violet.
It's violet.
And it's not blue.
You're turning violet. It's indigo. Violet. I like how you knew where I was going to go with that.
Indigo. Is there any exciting artists that people have been hearing about?
No.
Nothing.
I haven't heard anything new. No, there was an actual event that was going on in Boston this weekend, the Boston Calling, which is a weekend music festival.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends went to that. Actually, a few of my friends went to that. Yeah. One of my friends, she spent the whole weekend there. So, and it's been shitty and rainy in Boston. So,
isn't Hempfest coming up?
Probably. I'm not sure. I don't know when that is.
I feel like since they opened dispensaries in Massachusetts, like every day's Hempfest.
They used to have it at the Boston Commons, and I used to work down the street from it. So when Hempfest came in, all you smelled was weed.
Yeah, they have something like that in Amherst. When I went to UMass, they did it on a
hippie town.
There. Yes, it's a huge hippie town. Don't ask me how I lived there for 4 years.
A lot of wings.
A lot of wings. Well, yeah, that's why I stayed. The chicken wings.
Wings, Domino's, McDonald's, Bertucci's.
Yeah.
Is Bertucci's even a thing anymore?
I don't know. I thought they closed all of them, to be honest.
I don't think they've seen it.
I think they did. I think they closed them. I feel like I remember that. I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen one in a long time.
I liked Bertucci's.
We were like first dating. Because we went to one when we were first dating. That's how I know. But
yeah.
That was a while ago.
Wow.
I think there would be one in Providence. There used to be one in Amherst. I don't know.
I don't know if there was one in Providence. I don't
there
think
was definitely one in Amherst. There was one in Marlboro.
Yeah, that one closed.
That one I know closed, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, what, a nail salon there now?
I think so, yes, actually.
Can we talk about the whole gentrification of the city we grew up in?
Yeah, it's miserable.
It looks nothing like the way that it did when we were growing up.
No, it looks completely different. They try to make it look like a mini Boston, which, great. I'm happy that the city's up and coming, but you just pushed everybody out because we can't even afford to live there.
No, can't afford to live there. There's no parking anymore, and the parking that there is now metered.
You have to pay for it everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put Polar Park in, which is wonderful. It's great because it brings people in from other areas, but you have to pay for parking to even go to Polar Park.
Oh, Sean's state had an issue with Polar Park because of the team that they took.
Oh, when it was the Pawtucket Red Sox, and now it's the Worcester Red Sox.
Yeah, was they took down the stadium and everything, which is where people went to see their fireworks and stuff. So,
in Pawtucket in Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
The stadium's not there anymore.
Nope.
Oh, it's I didn't gone. Know they took it down.
I thought they would just keep it like an amphitheater.
Right. Nope.
They knocked it down.
That's sad.
Pretty sure.
But yeah, Worcester is definitely gentrified, and it's sad. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't want to live in Worcester again. I've realized that after dog sitting this weekend, I'm all set.
And then they changed the speed limit, too.
Yeah, the speed limit's 25, and everybody's following it. It's miserable. I'm not joking. Peter, yesterday, I wanted to just lay on my horn because somebody was going 20.
Oh, my God. What are they going to... It's not even 20 in Boston. Like, it's more in Boston, and that's a bigger city.
Right. I don't know. People are abiding by it. I'm just going to say that. That means the police are actually pulling people over, but get the fuck out of my way. Yeah. That's all I have to say. I have no fucking patience.
The Worcester cops aren't that bad, though.
Yeah. McCoy Stadium
for the most part.
meets the Wrecking Ball. April 30th,
2025. Oh, so it hasn't
been just happened.
Oh, yeah, just did it. Wow. I don't even know what day it is.
See how long of a weekend it's been? Had a weekend. We've had a really rough past few days.
Yeah. Especially for Sean. I feel really bad for them taking the team because I know it really, we were living there at the time and everybody was like up in arms about it and they didn't want Worcester to take it.
Because it was the only thing that Rhode Island had and Massachusetts already has multiple.
You have Taylor Swift.
Yeah. They found human remains on her property.
Swiftie.
Yeah, Newport.
What? No way.
Yeah. It is old. She lives in one of the mansions up there.
Well, yeah, she's in Newport. It could be like somebody who lived there that died. It was like families, generations upon generations. And then T. Swift comes in and is like, hey, I'll take that house.
I didn't care enough to read it. I was just like, oh, cool. Found human remains at T. Swift's.
Well, she
mansion.
Is the head of the Illuminati, so... human sacrifices.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's that. And then the fact that everyone's canceling Katy Perry. Did you see her at the concert?
She needs what happened? To stop.
Which part are you talking about?
All of it. All of it. The dancing, the outfits, the I don't sing like that. You do sing like that.
Yeah.
the record doesn't lie.
Yeah.
Oh, she mad about her album?
No, the people were on TikTok were making fun of the way. Remember the song? That's how relevant it is. The one where she's like, it's the Indian summer in the middle of winter.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she sings it like this.
Yeah. She sings it like that on the album. And people started making a joke out of it and like overemphasizing the way that she's saying. But it really sounds like her.
Oh, my God.
And then funny. So she put it on stage and she started playing it on stage and her eyes were like bulging out of her and she stops midway. She goes, I don't sing like that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. You just sounded like your record.
You just did it.
Mm-hmm.
But then she also stopped another concert the other day.
What is wrong with her?
She had the crazy dance moves that she was doing that Sean loves.
Oh my God.
What was she doing, like the alligator? Her.
She was like, I don't even know. She tried to twerk at one point where she like leans over and she's trying to shake what she has for an ass, which is basically non-existent. But it literally looked like, you know how sometimes when little kids will get annoyed and they'll put their hands down and they'll kick their feet up? Like as in a temper tantrum, that's what it looked like she was doing.
The litter box.
The litter box. The dog covering its pee in the grass.
Yeah. Oh my God. She looked like she was on crack. She was like.
Oh my God.
There's another thing too. She stopped a concert the other day to yell at a fan to stop DMing her man.
What the hell?
Yeah. She like crouched down and she goes, I know you. Stop DMing my man. He's mine. And then she's like, I'm his. And she kept saying, I'm his. And I'm like, yeah, you're his, but he can also be his too.
Right.
But then she's like, he's my man. He goes to sleep with me.
It was a male fan?
Yeah.
That it's makes even, it even better.
Yeah. She was threatening to have him removed from the concert. Wow.
That's funny.
The fact that he paid for floor tickets to be this fucking close and she's yelling that she's going to get him out because he DM'd her man.
What the hell?
Like, that's one of your highest paying customers. And right. You're yelling at him. Let him DM your man all he wants. Do you think that Orlando Bloom's honestly going to go for him?
Right.
And if you do, then maybe there's other things that need to be discussed other than yelling at the fan.
Oh, shit. And there's something going fucking on behind the scenes there.
On stage.
Oh, my God. Those dance moves.
He was doing the cabbage patch on stage.
He was doing it?
No, she was.
Oh, she was doing it. Okay.
Yeah. She was doing the cabbage patch on stage, and then she started doing like bait mama shark and everything.
Oh
yeah.
My God, I can't.
She's losing her mind.
Yeah. I believe it. Sounds like it.
Well, she kissed the fucking ground when she came back from space, which she should not have even been in space, first of all. Let's not even, don't even send me on that tangent, but kiss the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty so ass bitch.
Yeah, dirty it is.
But it wasn't just
amoebas.
That.
COVID bitch. COVID. Did you forget?
Did you know that with that the space shuttle that they actually launched them up, they didn't actually, they just went outside of the stratosphere. So they were just there. So that's why it didn't burn when it came back down like it normally does when you have the landers.
Mm-hmm.
So it just went over the stratosphere and then it hovered there for, I shit you not, it had to have been like 5 minutes. And then it dropped back down, parachute, came right down. And there was a point, there's a video where, is it Bezos? That's right, Bezos. Yeah. He comes up to the door because it opens from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that it's all staged because the door was opening from the inside. But
oh my gosh.
And he's like, no. So they were saying the whole thing was staged, but the guy basically broke it down and he is telling you how it didn't burn when it was coming into the atmosphere because they didn't really leave into outer space.
So gotcha. Bitch, you'd even go to space.
No, they just went high enough where the gravity was like thin. So they were floating around in the thing and dropped them again.
Well, I want to go to space.
That space or real space?
But real space.
I don't. I have no real interest space. In being in space.
I do if you can breathe better.
Well, I mean, and the food is probably not going to be very good either. Those little bags. Oh, have you tried those?
No.
Oh, they're gross. I've tried them.
The astronaut food stuff from like the science museum.
Yes. Yeah.
In the military. Have so you gross. Seen them? I see these military TikTokers where they show you what they eat.
Dehydrated.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. Yeah.
They're like, this is lasagna and it's great. And I'm like, your lasagna looks like a blanket. How is that good?
Why does your lasagna look like a candy bar and not a good one?
Open the package. I'm like, that can't taste good. Mm-mm.
This is where I'm going to get my protein today. It's gelatinous mud.
You want some coffee? Just like lumps of gelatinous goo coming out of the dispenser.
Have you seen how they wash their hair in space?
No.
I didn't even think of that.
Like, I know. I didn't can even they think wash about their showering. Hair
in space? Yeah, they can on when they're on the.
Does a shampoo fly away?
The shampoo is powder.
Oh my God.
So they. What was it? When they're on the space station. So they they have water and they have it in the little pouches. Mm-hmm. And then they like put their head down so their hair is hanging down. And they squeeze the little droplets and they're like floating around. And they go and push it on their hair and then they comb it down so it's wet.
That's so weird.
And then they put the shampoo is just powder. So they put it on their scalp and they're like, with the powder, and that's it. It doesn't foam. They don't rinse it. That's just how they clean their hair.
It's really weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. Can you get bugs while you're on the space shuttle? You're saying he's going to wash his hair? Them. Why the fuck do you need to wash your hair? What are you worried about? You guys can all stink together in this little space.
Well, they can exercise. They have treadmills and stuff.
Oh, God.
Up there.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And imagine your sweat starts beating up and it flies up.
And it smacks somebody
flying off of you.
Smack someone else in the face.
Yeah. Somebody's sleeping and they like inhale it. It's salty.
That would not be a good place to have a roommate who gets sick when they get drunk.
Oh.
Oh God. Yeah, no, I've seen that actually.
I don't know.
I've
about
seen videos
drinking
of that.
Up there.
No, not drinking, but like people vomiting. It's like floats around everywhere.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's
imagine
gross.
Getting smacked in the face with that.
You shouldn't eat lasagna. That looks like the lasagna.
It came up exactly the way it went down.
And you ate the last pack of mac and cheese. Apparently, they like when they use a toilet there, they sit down on a toilet, whatever you want to call it, they hover. And they have to press it so it gets sucked out into the tank. Otherwise, it's just going to float.
Oh, that would be awful.
All right, maybe I don't want to go to space.
See, I told you. You don't want to go to space.
You have to have artificial gravity. Otherwise, your shit's going to smack you in the face.
Oh, my God.
You have the runs.
That's it. I'm done. Nope. I'm all set.
That would
not
be a good time.
No.
Not going.
Can you imagine? Like, you're sitting there and you're like, oh, it's not sitting well.
And
then bad pistachio.
The artificial gravity turns off and like you're just shit up your ass again.
Just splatters.
Imagine you have to take a shit like when you're upside down on the space station. Like that's where the toilet is. So it floats up into the toilet and then artificial gravity reengages and it just.
That's a shitty situation.
Yes.
Oh, the smells.
Just cover
the smells.
You. You're just covered in shit. Or does it actually go back up inside you? Like you're upside down.
It could.
No.
It could.
Just falls.
Right inside.
Oh. Penetration. Death by turd. It's going to fuck up your insides.
So. Insane stories of the ER. My shit went back in me. What the actual fuck?
Oh, sorry. Speaking of shit.
Here we go.
Have you seen that woman on, I don't know if it was Instagram Reels or whatever, where she says she shits in the shower?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
And she goes, I know people pee in the shower, but have you shit in the shower?
Why?
You can tell what happened.
Doesn't she like do it into her hand and throw it in the toilet or something?
No.
Why does she do that?
She shits in the shower and she goes, it goes down the drain anyway.
Yeah, that's that one. Okay, yeah. No, I remember.
John, what the fuck does she use to get it down the drain?
Doesn't she use like a toothbrush or something?
A fork.
A fork. That's what it was.
Because you use the back of the fork when it's just stuck there.
Why is she doing that? What is appealing about that?
Apparently the fact that you can do one and two and shower.
Whoa, hold on, let me just get a fork. Who the fuck thinks of this?
She's giving you instructions and she's
on how to do it.
Yeah. And she's what completely serious. Google her.
Oh God.
But yeah, oh my God, it was disgusting. Or the girl that bakes shit into her cooking.
We've talked about her before. We're not talking about her again.
She bakes stuff into her cooking?
Her secretions from her
yeast
puswacha.
All that
what
stuff.
In the... Oh my God. I can't.
At least she
I
uses can't. A fork.
On this topic, I have some global weirdness from the month of May for you guys.
Right.
Sailing the high seas with a feline first mate. An Oregon man quit his job and liquidated his retirement savings to sail to Hawaii with his cat. After a challenging journey, he arrived to cheering fans in Hawaii. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool. That's cute.
Ship happens. Cargo vessel parks in backyard. Oh my. A Norwegian man awoke to find a 443-foot cargo ship had run aground in his backyard, stopping just feet from his bedroom window. That's some way to fucking wake up.
Did he feel like you said right. He woke up.
Didn't you feel the fucking earth shake? Like when that thing's come pile driving almost into your house?
And how close was he to the water, though? Like how far inland did it go?
Right. That's the other thing, too. That's wild.
Yeah.
It doesn't say. It has a link to the story, but hold on.
Can you imagine if he was holding a beer while he was sleeping? He's just like christening the boat.
It didn't come up, so.
Or he opens the window and he throws a beer out. Ahoy!
Panda wins at Cannes. A panda won the 2025 Palm Dog Award at the Cannes Film Festival, with a lookalike accepting the award on its behalf.
A lookalike panda?
What?
Apparently.
Isn't that a little racist?
Don't they all look alike?
That was where the racism was coming in.
Just saying.
I mean, that's definitely a weird story.
I have a question about that, and it might be weird. Are pandas Chinese because they live in China?
It's a valid question.
Or are they just pandas?
John, you better Google that.
Are pandas Chinese?
I know they probably don't just live in China, but that's where I know them from.
We're being absolute millennials right now. We're Googling the most random shit.
Yes, pandas, specifically giant pandas, are native to China and are considered a national treasure there.
Then we need to get a panda.
So why? We can be Chinese citizens?
Because, no, it's a treasure. I want treasure.
It's a treasure, and they're eating all of their forests.
They primarily live in a few mountain ranges in central China, and I'm not going to try and say the names of them because I am really bad with pronunciation. We'll let Peter try that.
Sichuan and Gansu provinces.
So they are native to China.
Yeah.
You weren't completely wrong.
Can you imagine when they saw one for the first time? Sorry.
Yes, giant pandas are very much Chinese, both culturally and biologically.
That's cool.
Oh, see?
See? You were right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're crazy. The voices.
I don't know. I wonder what it was like from the first time someone saw a giant panda.
Does that mean that manatees are American?
They must be.
They must be, yeah.
Well, explains a lot.
We're not the only ones that have manatees.
There's any manatees all over the country. I have seen them.
Both on land and off.
Ordering a Big Mac with a Diet Coke. Just saying.
Supersize.
They say, please supersize that, but don't forget the Diet Coke. Gives a fuck about the Diet Coke with your 20,000 calories.
On the topic of food, rotisserie chicken as a carry-on.
What?
A flight passenger brought a whole rotisserie chicken as her carry-on, referred to it as her designer bag, and gained viral fame for the quirky travel choice.
Is that like an emotional support animal? Don't they have to be alive?
I was going to say it's dead.
They say emotional support food, apparently.
Right.
Well, it does provide emotional support.
That bitch was trying to get her gains.
Oh.
She's slick.
Kangaroo on the loose in Colorado. A pet kangaroo. Who has a pet kangaroo, first of all?
I didn't know there were kangaroos in Colorado.
No, they're brought to the zoo. It's kind of like the tiger king.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
A pet kangaroo escaped and kept police hopping in Colorado, marking another incident of exotic pets causing unexpected adventures.
Oh.
Dude, okay, wait. So you guys have seen the video. I'm fumbling over my words here. of the kangaroo boxing. Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
They really
that.
Box?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, fuck. If you go to Australia, then you need to get your boxing gloves.
But there's different kinds of kangaroo. They have the little gray ones, and then the red ones apparently are the dangerous ones.
Well, yeah. They're fucking jacked. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
They're really powerful. They can, like, they'll jump up and kick you, too.
Yeah. Have you seen their toes?
They're like...
I want to see their toes.
They're like talons.
That's terrifying.
Imagine it kicks you.
I can't imagine. If a kangaroo was coming at me to box me, I'm leaving.
It's like the five-finger death punch from frigging. What was that? The Uma Thurman movie.
Oh, the I know it. Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Five-finger death.
Yep.
Boom! Heart explodes.
I had to ask if that was real because I didn't know if it was... Like, I've seen the videos, but I thought it might have been AI.
No, they're huge.
Kangaroo feet pictures. Oh, yeah. No, that's not what we want.
It looks like Marjorie Taylor Greene's feet.
Yeah, look at this. See? That's her right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that is accurate.
If you haven't seen MGT's feet, Google it now.
Yes, please do.
Because those fucking hammer toes.
But I will warn you, you will throw up.
Yes. And you won't unsee it.
Ever. It'll be Some burned us, into the back of your mind.
Some of us just haven't evolved yet. Oh, she also looks like that Neanderthal woman in that, like, the French museum.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Very much so.
Yeah, so talking about Spitting evolution.
We're getting canceled.
By her? Does she even know what YouTube is?
She's going to use her feet.
Oh. Listen.
I would cancel myself if I saw that.
She can't even get through a fucking hearing that she calls for without a fabricated photo. So she's trying to cancel anyone. She needs to work on her own bullshit first.
She needs to work on some closed-toed shoes.
On that, on a better dye job, on not being a bad-built butch body.
Yeah. All of those things.
And the tan.
The face.
Yeah, the everything.
Maybe just hide somewhere and never speak to anyone ever again.
She belongs collecting tolls under a bridge.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Good Change answer. Your name to Rumpelstiltskin. I don't
no,
know.
No, Grendel.
Grendel.
Ooh. Something.
Yeah, from Bale. She's not a looker, and the fact that she thinks that she can speak the way that she does is disgusting.
You can't be ugly and then speak an awful way.
No, you can be ugly and smart, and you can be pretty and smart, but you can't be ugly and, like... You
can't be ugly, dumb, and a bitch.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's stupid.
You gotta choose one. You can't be all three.
And just to bring it back one more thing, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing already, but can we talk about why the fuck Asian people always are with white or black people? Always. It's one or the other.
Oh, we went there.
No. Like, okay, so we have asked our Asian friend. We have more than one, by the way.
Just one.
And she's basically said that they're taught growing up that the white person will provide money and stability and give them the life that they deserve, essentially.
Huh.
But it always throws me off when these hot ass Asian dudes are with these frumpy ass white bitches.
Oh, you're talking about this morning.
Well, yeah, that was a perfect example. Like, he was a very attractive man. And the woman had a center part that wasn't a center part. She was bald.
She was bald.
Right down the middle.
Oh, my God.
She looked like she came from under a bridge.
And she's, like, trying to assert her dominance and put her legs on him.
And he was like...
And he pushed him away.
I don't think he likes her. Maybe they put up pictures for clout.
Yeah, he just like, she sucks good dick. That's probably what it is.
Maybe.
It could be.
Who knows?
He was very attractive, though. He should not have been with From Star Millionaire. Can you imagine? He had a full head of hair, and he has kids with that. They're going to have big-ass foreheads, and their hairlines are going to be, like, running away over their ears. Just, like, full-on missing in the middle.
Oh, my God.
Going to look like skunks, but they're bald.
A plane landing strip.
Yes. Landing strips, whole airport. That's a conversation for another day.
We have fucking spiraled today.
That was my random thing.
It was very random.
No, because I've dated Asian guys and they're very cute. I love dating Asian guys because they're very family oriented mm-hmm. and they have a lot of food that's really fucking good. But it just throws me off because I'm like, you guys don't like anything in between. It's always the extreme. Like white or black.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe that's the way they're and some interracial babies that are white and Asian are attractive. But for the most part, they are not. Black and Asian babies are very cute.
They are. They are cute.
Very cute. Anyway, so that was my spiral for the evening, and that was all of our emotional baggage that we just unlocked on you. Sorry, not sorry. But did you guys have anything else before we wrap up for the night?
Just a quick word of advice. If you're wondering if they like you, they don't. So just leave it at that. It's fine. And also, we're no longer accepting trauma dumps without an appointment and a copay. So you can send those over at your earliest convenience.
And please say hi, how are you, before you dump. Otherwise, I'm going to hang up. Just saying.
I hope you're talking emotionally, not actually taking a shit on the toilet.
Dump it.
I am talking emotionally.
Because that's terrifying.
Oh, imagine. Wait, trauma dumping while dumping.
Ooh. That's a new episode.
I haven't experienced that. Something I don't want either. Please don't call me when you're on the toilet dumping.
Yes. You hear them straining.
I don't want to fucking hear that.
Or the flush. The flush automatically tells me you don't respect me.
You hear a splash in the toilet. What was that? I'm sorry, I'm sitting on the toilet.
I forgot to mute you. What the fuck?
I didn't mean to hear all your shame just fall in the toilet bowl. Anyway, this has been a great topic. It's been nice hanging out with you guys. We want to say goodbye, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.